And now back to Carolina Connection Talk on 89.3 The Storm.
Zoinks! Scoob, let's get out of here!
Welcome back to the show, guys. This is Grooms, and we have Barrett over there.
Yes, we do.
How's it going?
Ooh, I'm here. I'm spooked out.
Okay, paranormal, back to it. Doc, I believe our next questions are...
Yes, we just got over the whole believing thing. I would like to know what kind of ghost spirits are there? I'm curious because, I mean, you see the movies.
Well, I mean,
there's happy ones.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are there actual, like, specific types? Is an angry one referred to as something? And why are they angry?
Well, there's several different classes.
Okay.
The first one is what we call intelligent or traditional hauntings.
Okay.
And an intelligent and traditional haunting is an entity that will interact with you. It realizes that you're there. You realize that it's there. Positive or negative.
Okay. And it
could be something as simple as you look at it and it looks back at you.
And then are you stuck with it from then on? It's like, I've seen you, so I'm going to stick with you?
Not necessarily. It could be an isolated incident that occurs.
So it's stuck in that building like a...
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, sort of.
They can't leave the house.
Yeah, it could be. And that's what's called a traditional haunting. Or an intelligent haunting.
Traditional or intelligent haunting. Yeah. Okay.
Then you have what's called a residual haunting.
Okay.
A residual haunting is almost like watching a replay. You know, whatever is happening is happening. They're unaware that anyone else is there.
Oh.
A lot of times you'll see this. It's very popular, like Civil War sites.
Oh, okay.
You'll see like a rider on a horse.
Just doing what he's doing.
They'll just cross the battlefield.
And they don't realize anybody's around.
And if people are out there, they'll like literally like pass through.
Right.
You know, sure. It'll pass through people.
You see that in movies a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen, yeah.
So it's
ghost
unaware,
dad.
And you can't interact with it in any way.
Okay.
There's no response from it. So that's what's called a residual. And then you get into, like, demons and poltergeists and shadow people
stuff
like that. And those tend to be more isolated. Like, typically a poltergeist is something that feeds off emotion. And a lot of times you will find this in a household with a teenage girl. Who is going through puberty.
Sure.
Because she's got so much emotion,
and everything.
Does poltergeist refer... Does it... When I think of poltergeist, obviously, because of movies and stuff,
right.
I think of negative. Or does that not mean that?
No.
It doesn't.
What you see in the movies... Mm-hmm. Tends to make all ghosts negative.
Pretty much.
There aren't a whole lot of friendly ghosts out
there. There's Casper out there.
Yeah.
But you're right, and look at his success. Yeah.
And even his uncles aren't, you know, the nicest guys in the world, but they're not bad.
I gotcha.
So, but like I said, a lot of people live with these entities in their house, and they're fine with it. You know, they interact, they go about their business. It's very much like at the end of Beetlejuice, as you pointed out, where it's just like, we're just living in the house together, staying out of each other's way. But a poltergeist, you tend to see a lot more activity. Doors opening and closing, things move. Moving.
So the inanimate objects start doing things.
There tends to be a lot of activity with a poltergeist. When you get into demons, that's a religious thing.
Yeah.
Personally, from my side of it, I think that is more to do with your own personal beliefs and your own personal psychosis.
Sure.
Do you believe in good spirits, bad spirits?
Well, yeah, that was my next thing.
The good thing, bad thing, good, evil, angels,
what
demons.
What makes a ghost... first of all, what makes a ghost a ghost? Well, how do they even come to be? Is it like they're in the moratorium, they didn't make it? And on top of that, what makes them angrier or happy with the people they're interacting with?
You've got to remember that a ghost is literally just... they used to be a person.
Yeah.
And
right.
typically what you will see and what we've seen in a lot of the research we've done is that if we identify a particular entity as maybe, say, a relative or, you know, someone like that, that entity has the same qualities as the relative had.
Yeah.
And if the relative was a moody person who was hard to get along with and a pain in the butt, then the entity tends to be kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah,
right.
You know, or if you have, you know, somebody who was like a great aunt or a great uncle who was kind of a joker and they would pull pranks and stuff like that.
Sure.
That's what you tend to see. So you can't really say good, bad on an individual case-by-case basis.
Awesome. Can poltergeists be personal hauntings?
Yes. I mean, you can. When you get into it, poltergeists and traditional hauntings, a poltergeist could be considered a traditional haunting. You know, just it's basically linguistics, it's semantics at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now that we got a little bit of a basis of of the paranormal world and some definitions out there. You know, the main reason you're here, besides clarifying that for us, is you are a part of, how would I describe it, a club or an organization that actually...
Organization is a good...
And that organization is what?
Well, we're the Carolina Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And, but we, you know, we are a tribute group to the Ghostbusters.
Sure.
But we also do paranormal investigations. That's the core of our group.
Now, with that, well, one interesting thing that I read when doing research is I found that most, maybe you, do this for free.
Yes,
and
we do.
And to be weary of anyone that would charge.
Well, that is a typical thing. I mean,
okay.
If people are going to charge, and it's all up to you personally, you know, we don't use any sort of mediums or clairvoyance in our group.
Okay.
We're very scientific. We're very imperial.
No Ouija boards or anything like that.
Nothing like that. And there are a lot of groups out there who do use, they will have a medium on their group.
Yeah,
or,
right.
You know, someone like that. And we personally just, we don't do that. So it's up to you kind of what you want to choose. But most groups, if they're going to charge you to come out, you probably
sure.
don't. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, unless it's just, if they're going a long way.
Yeah.
More Carolina Connection Talk coming up on 89.3 The Storm.